Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. Hello to you, my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes. We are at the crux of the most important and exciting part of the Passover Seder. Passover is long gone. We're still talking about it, friends, because when Jesus took at the last Seder, the Last Supper, took the cup after supper, it specified that that was the cup based on the scripture, I'll redeem you with an outstretched arm, commonly called the cup of redemption. Now, that's why it's so significant that it was the cup after supper. And he holds up that cup and he starts talking about his blood, which he was going to shed, but would make atone for our souls.
Yeah, it was the blood that makes atonement for our souls. All his Jewish disciples sitting around that Passover Seder understood it's the blood that makes atonement for the soul. But they also understood when Jesus said, this is the blood of the new covenant.
Mm-hmm.
That new covenant was not some Gentile thought. It was found in the book of Jeremiah. God was going to make a new covenant, Jeff, not written in stone, but written on hearts. But the most significant part of that new covenant had to do with sin.
God said in those days, when I make this new covenant, I will take away your sin. Now, how does that happen? By the blood. Blood makes atonement for the soul. But then he said something better. You know, the scriptures tell us in Hebrews, a new and better covenant, indeed it is, because not only did it take away sin by the blood, but remembered it no more, wiping the slate clean. Now, when Jesus said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, what he was saying is, my blood will take away your sin so that my Father in heaven will remember it no more.
Whoa.
And that's maybe what he meant when he said, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Free of your sin and remembrance of it. Friends, we are new creations when we proclaim Yeshua, Jesus, as our Messiah. And here he is using the Passover Seder and the cup of redemption, the cup after supper, to proclaim it. I'm the one who's going to set you free from your sin.
Yeah, I mean, the blood of the Lamb of Egypt set us free from slavery. Got us out of slavery, but the blood of the sinless Lamb of God, of Jesus, sets us free from the ramifications of that slavery to sin, sets us free from death.
Hallelujah. The bondage of sin and death broken by the blood of our Messiah, who went to the cross to bear our sins and to shed his blood for the atonement of our soul, enacting the new covenant for the Jewish people, but for the whole world. For the whole world.
Whole world. So he takes this cup, he announces it's the blood of a new covenant. Everybody there who was Jewish understood the new covenant in Jeremiah. And then he says a blessing. He says, bless God, the King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit from the vine.
Yeah, Ted, we believe he said the very same traditional prayer that Jewish people say every time we drink from the cup.
Yeah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. What he's saying is, look, I am the vine. You are the fruit. Abide with me. You'll bear much fruit. Take this cup of the covenant. Be covenant faithful to me. I'll be covenant faithful to you.
Hallelujah. As Ted said earlier, the English translation, who created the fruit of the vine, and Yeshua had already said, I am the vine. Hallelujah. Friends, it all fits together, and it's all Jewish. It's the Jewish context that makes this come to life.
It fits together if you understand it's the context of a last Passover Seder. If you understand there was an order to the Seder, and Jesus took a specific cup after the meal, and a specific bread, the unleavened bread, after the meal.
Indeed, that's communion. Jesus started communion at a Passover Seder. Friends, communion is Jewish.
It is,
it's,
and it's
Jewish.
Significant of God's covenant faithfulness to us.
Hallelujah. Friends, Jewish people need to know this. Hey, get the half-hour special on all this by just sending us an email through our website, messianicminutes.com.
Yeah, it's real easy. Go to the website, messianicminutes.com. We'd love to hear from you.
And if the Lord leads, you can email us about other things or make a financial contribution, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha b'shem Yeshua Mishichenu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah. Jacob.